Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL Network analyst and Radio.com Sports Insider, Ross Tucker, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, my friend?
Bill, I am fantastic, man. How about yourself? No dull moments in the offseason up there in Wisconsin so far.
No, it's been rather exciting, I guess, depending on, you know, what story you believe and all that kind of stuff. But so let me ask you this. First and foremost, when the Bleacher Report article came out and you heard about, you know, kind of the curtain being lifted behind the scenes of 1265 at Lambeau Field, give me your thoughts on what you read or what you heard.
Yeah, I guess I disagree with Aaron Rodgers just in the sense that he said it was a smear campaign. I didn't really feel that way when I read it. I thought it was equal criticism of Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, and Aaron Rodgers. And I think that that's fair. I think it really was attempting to understand why they haven't had more success. We know they've won a lot of games, but we also know that with arguably the most skilled and gifted quarterback we've ever seen, that the fact that they haven't been back to the Super Bowl since 2011, let alone win it, is discouraging. And I think it was a good idea for the reporter to go ahead and try to dig into it. And, you know, I don't know, to say smear attack when Tyler Dunn talked to over 50 people, and there were quotes that really backed up Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I remember distinctly, Bill, towards the end of the story, you know, one former coach was asked about JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings, and he said, man, forget those guys. You know, they don't know what it's like to be Aaron or whatever. I mean, I guess I thought it was a lot more balanced than did Aaron Rodgers when I read. I thought the criticism went around and was spread pretty evenly. I would also say this, by the way, and I thought about this, Bill, as it relates to Aaron Rodgers saying that JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings are two irrelevant, bitter players. I mean, it's not like the story was their idea, right? I mean, Tyler Dunn decided to do the story. He reached out to them, and they answered the questions openly and honestly without hiding behind being anonymous. And I guess I respect that, right? They yeah. said what they think. There were other players that were anonymous. And I'll just say one other thing, Bill. No matter how you feel about Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know the guy that well. I guess I would just say this. In all of the years, I've never heard a current or former teammate of Tom Brady ever say a bad thing about the guy. Or Drew Brees, for that matter. Now, there's other guys, Roethlisberger, that you've heard bad things. It's not like that's every quarterback, but it is telling, I guess, on some level, that you've never heard a single teammate, and all these guys have been playing for 20 years, say a single bad thing about Brees or Brady.
Which is, you're right. We talk about it all the time. The respect factor, the keep it in the locker room factor in both of those organizations is big, because you don't get a lot of that. You don't get a sense of that. Remember, well, we were down at, when we were sitting at Super Bowl, I mean, there was coaches that were, they were talking about the hiring of Matt LaFleur, and, you know, there was a couple of guys, I mean, obviously Bruce Arians said he wanted no part of Green Bay, and that was one of the reasons why, but, you know, look, I still think it's a good organization. I think there are a few players away. I think they're maybe on the uptick. We'll see what Matt LaFleur has to offer, but from where you sit right now, how long do you think it takes to either take this to another level or turn this thing around?
Not long. If you look, we've seen a lot recently of teams able to make quick turnarounds after they get new creative offensive minds in there. You think about, obviously, the LA Rams. You think about the Chicago Bears. You think about the Indianapolis Colts and Frank Reich. I mean, I think that would be the thing I would be as encouraged about as anything if I'm a Packers fan is, number one, they have a creative offensive mind in Matt LaFleur who's been around Shanahan and McVay and has some good new age ideas that it did not appear Mike McCarthy had. They've also been very aggressive for the first time ever that I can remember in free agency, bringing in Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and Adrian Amos. I mean, I really think, like, I have a gambling podcast, right? It's called Even Money Podcast, and we just did the week one lines, and I think the Packers are getting, like, 3 or 3.5 points against the Bears in that opening night matchup. I love the Packers getting the points. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think they're going to be in a much, much better position than they were a year ago. The additions on the defensive side of the ball, year two for Pettine, and I do think LaFleur is going to be good for Aaron Rodgers and the offense. I'm bullish on the Packers in 2019.
Talking with Ross Tucker, NFL analyst and Radio.com Sports Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So as I start to look forward, I agree with you that they didn't make big splashes, but they found guys and veterans to fill some of the holes that they had. Huge draft with 2 first-round draft choices coming up for this team. How much should you expect out of specifically defensive draft choices, maybe pass-rushing draft choices? How quickly can they be effective coming right out of college?
Well, you know, we've seen guys more and more, it seems like, be ready to play. Now, it depends on a lot of different factors, but I do think that they can get some contributors at both those picks that can help them this year. And then you start, if they do that, you start to look at the roster and think, man, I mean, the Packers are in a pretty good position. I wouldn't be surprised if they got 1 first-round pick on both sides of the ball. I certainly think an offensive lineman, offensive tackle, is a strong possibility. And I know Bulaga, but just the injury issues, and they could always move Brian, I think, inside if they had to. Tight end is something that's been talked about a lot, and I love that idea because I think this is a great draft for tight ends, and that guy would be able to learn under Mercedes Lewis and Jimmy Graham. So I think especially if you have a quarterback like Rodgers, on the offensive side of the ball, those guys can get up to speed pretty quickly. Bulaga started as a rookie. Even the guys last year at wide receiver, Valdez Scantling and St. Brown, they were all able to do some pretty darn good things as rookies, and they weren't exactly, you know, first or second round picks.
Do you like Matt LaFleur? You and I kind of talked about this a little bit when we were down at Super Bowl, and, you know, there was a lot known or unknown about Matt LaFleur, not that there's a whole lot known about his head coaching ability right now, but kind of reiterate, what do you think of Matt LaFleur as the hire, Nathaniel Hackett as the hire, keeping Mike Pettine, a former head coach and a good defensive coordinator, on part of that staff? Give me your thoughts on that coaching staff.
Right, so I love Pettine, for sure, okay? I mean, he had the Browns at 7-4, with Brian Hoyer as his quarterback, and people forget that. And that's when the owner was telling him to play, he should be playing Manziel, even though they were 7-4 with Hoyer, right? So I like Pettine a lot. His defensive track record with the Jets, the Bills, the Browns sort of speaks for itself. So that's number one. As for Hackett, I thought he kind of got a bad rap in Jacksonville. You know, I broadcast a couple years ago, Bill, the AFC divisional game between the Jags and the Steelers, and Hackett owned the Steelers in that game. I mean, they scored like 40 points with Bortles as their quarterback. So I really like Hackett as well. To me, the jury is really out on LaFleur. I've never talked to him. He doesn't have much of a track record. He's a one-year OC in Tennessee. I wasn't overly impressed, really, with anything that they did with the Titans. You know, the fact that Kyle Shanahan is always hiring him and trying to hire him when he went to Atlanta, the fact that McVay is hiring, that bodes really well. Those guys know who knows their stuff and who doesn't. So just the very nature that they wanted that guy and they kept hiring him wherever they went, that's a great sign. I don't see enough of a resume in terms of what he's actually done as a one-year coordinator. Now, take a step back. McVay wasn't a long coordinator. Nagy was not a long coordinator. He was the guy for about a year in Kansas City. You know, Flores got hired by the Dolphins, wasn't even ever named the coordinator with the Patriots. He gets hired. So I think people are realizing they don't care as much about a long track record as maybe people think that they should or they used to.
Coming full circle in the conversation, and then I'll let you go, the article, what's been said, the offseason, the swirl of wind, or as they call it, white noise around 1265, does that have any kind of an effect on this team as they get ready to go into these mini camps and offseason workouts and such, and specifically with Aaron Rodgers or Matt LaFleur or anybody else for that matter, does this have any effect as you get into training camp?
Yes, it does, and it's a positive effect. Because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be supremely motivated to be a good leader, to be a good teammate. I think he believes that the guys that felt that way are no longer there. But I also think after the last two seasons, he's got a lot to prove. And really, there's no longer the excuse of Mike McCarthy. It's really now on him. And I think he's going to deliver. As long as he stays healthy, I think you're going to see a marked improvement from the offense, which is scary, because even when he has a bad year, Rodgers' numbers are still ridiculous.
Always. Hey, Ross, by the way, that website that we had talked about you when you were down there, you had talked about a website? Yes.
My front page story? Oh, man. Well, first of all, it killed it at Valentine's Day, and I'm glad you brought it up, because now Mother's Day. It's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever seen, myfrontpagestory.com. But, yeah, I appreciate you bring that up when we were down at the Super Bowl, because it did very well. A lot of people had very, very happy wives when they got them those stories at myfrontpagestory.com.
Awesome. Yeah, we had quite a few people that asked about it, and I wanted to ask you how it was doing. And it's myfrontpagestory.com, right?
Yep, it's doing awesome, and I'm thrilled to be a radio.com insider as well and be able to get on your network whenever you want me, man. I'm ready.
You the man, Ross. Always great to see you. Always great to talk to you, and we'll chat again down the road, okay?
All right, take care, Bill.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Ross Tucker, NFL Network analyst, Radio.com Sports Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.